two parts hydrogen, one part oxygen, until like hundreds of years later, in the 1500s, and so there's just, it's one of those topics that definitely get us riled up, but is still worth further research on and conversations. But anyways, some more in the document as well. There are a bunch of documents that they want to rescind.
Just kind of like take it back, like remove it.
Mm-hmm.
They want to take away like the White House toolkit on transgender equality, enforcement guidance on harassment in the workplace.
And this one, I thought this one was crazy, but they wanted to get rid of confronting anti-LGBTQI+ harassment in schools, a resource for student and families. Mm-hmm. So that they're just like, oh yeah, just harass them, you know?
Yeah.
Like, they deserve it. Because don't even need to help them.
First of all, you're going to erase the identity, so nobody can even say that there is any kind of harassment based on their identity. Like, oh, transgender people don't exist. Your sex is male or female, so therefore, like, there can't be any discrimination against you because it just doesn't happen. There's a biological truth. And then now they're going to take away any kind of resources for that kind of harassment. Like, it's insane.
And as well, the LGB part as well. Like, also, you want to stop supporting, like, lesbian people. You want to stop supporting bisexual people. It's just...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like, it's sexuality. It's also, like, a lot of what the administration is doing right now is trying to control gender and sexuality, and also, like, possibly reproductive health. As we've already seen in the United States, like, they are really trying to crack down on that, especially in more religious states. But I'm, like, thinking to myself as I'm doing this research, like, why do governments want to control something like sexuality or gender when they really aren't threatening to, like, other citizens? So there must be some way that they're, like, threatening the government or something that makes them want to push them down or repress whatever is going on. And I was actually talking about this with some of my friends earlier, and one of my friends said something like, because a lot of like gay and trans people have had revolutions already in their community to fight for better rights and more freedoms for their own groups, like, they're already a group of people that could possibly want to revolt against like conditions in the US or certain things that are wrong. So by like pushing them down, it's making them less of a threat to the government, and by also trying to pin like some sort of dangerous stereotype on transgender people, not even stereotype, but just like a lie, just like dangerous rhetoric about transgender people, like, they're also kind of guiding the fear and
the narrative
away from them and trying to like make it more of an interpersonal problem.
Yeah, it's like, oh, trans are trying to go into women's showers, you know?
Like, fight about that, you guys. Well, I go over and do this, you know? So it is a way of maintaining power over people as well by creating and instilling this fear, as well as just limiting rights of marginalized groups, which is another way to keep power. So it's very unfortunate, like, what they're doing, but they like... The U.S. administration is doing that in a number of different ways, and has been for a while, too. And not just the U.S., but, like, we could apply this to a lot of different countries, even Canada as well. But also, like, I think that it could be promoting this nuclear family still, because this Republican administration is very much pushing, like, traditional, extreme traditional values, especially with like Catholicism and everything, with like banning abortions, being very anti-LGBTQ+, and it does kind of threaten that patriarchy capitalist system, and they just kind of, it seems like they want to ensure more submission to higher powers, and like, ugh, I don't even know what I'm saying anymore, but it's been a long day. It just seems like they're trying to promote the nuclear family, mm-hmm. get some more production of labor going, rather than people question, like, what's actually going on with the government and wanting to revolt against it.
Yeah, I mean, with this document, with the clear labels that, oh, female equals woman and man equals male, they want to make the lines tighter on what we should be labeling people as, so we can have maybe these clear-cut family, nuclear family structures, instead of being like, oh, here is Emily, who is a trans woman with a man, but we don't really like that. We'd rather just have people who are female male.
Yeah,
we don't want any other type of family. Yeah, my brain's kind of going muddly too, but
yeah,
we're trying our best here.
It's a lot. It's just like not quite unbelievable, but it is outrageous that he is going forward with this kind of behavior, and you know, there are people who support it or are brainwashed, or even just kind of like, I feel like if you don't fully understand trans people, and obviously a lot of people don't, I don't even myself, but like, because I'm not a trans person, obviously, but like, if you don't understand them, then you see kind of like this language and this rhetoric being used against them on like a government website, I feel like, of course, your opinion is going to be swayed against them versus like swayed towards them, which is kind of what I think the U.S. was slightly trying to work towards with like these resources.
Yeah, I think there's definitely a lack of empathy for other perspectives.
Yes. Like it's just going to make it more dangerous for trans people to exist.
Yeah.
Like already I've known of people, trans people, who have like fled the country to come to Canada because it's honestly like a dangerous place for them.
Mm-hmm.
Because of the government, like.
Yeah, there's a good document. I haven't watched it, but my mom just watched it and she thought it was amazing. It's called Will and Harper. It came out in 2024, and it's a documentary of Will Smith and...
isn't it Will Ferrell?
Will Ferrell, oh my... Sorry, everyone. It's getting late.
Whatever,
Will Ferrell, I mean. Will Ferrell, his close friend that he's had for 30 years, came out as a trans woman. So they did a cross-country, like, friendship road trip. In the U.S. and it was really an amazing. I only saw clips of it when I walked by in the living room, but my mom was crying. She said it was one of the best documentaries you've seen, and it kind of just shows you the experience of someone coming out as trans and how deeply they feel, and that it's not something that they're just making up, or you know, like Trump is trying to say that they're turning trans.
Yeah,
for
no
the
one's
goal.
Gonna do that to sneak into a woman's bathroom when they have to be on the street being discriminated against, and like their whole identity is gonna be questioned. Like, it's not a good payoff.
It's
honestly.
Not, it's like it's not their goal.
No,
they're just. This is just how
it's
people
ridiculous.
Feel.
It's just fear mongering.
Oh yeah. God. So there's no empathy. But anyway, that is a great documentary if you want to know about a personal perspective of someone coming out as transgender, and it is. I'm gonna watch it soon. I have a lot of movies I have to watch, but I will watch this one soon, and you should too. But I think that's it from me.
That's also it from me right now. There, like, we could definitely do a deeper dive into this. It's just a lot to cover when it's intersecting with like. Issues like capitalism and patriarchy, like it's hard to dissect that in a short conversation.
Yeah,
but
we'll pick a little subtopic and then kind of tie it in. We can probably do another episode of that. But anyway, that's the brief overrun of this executive order. But
yeah, actually, I just want to say one more thing a news update is that I saw that. Basically, in the U.S., any transgender athletes are going to be banned from competing in any kind of athletic competitions in the U.S. And if their passport doesn't align with their sex given at birth and they're trying to apply to get into the U.S., like, they could be, like, their visa could, obviously, it's going to be denied, but then it's also, it could be, what's the word, like, banned for life, like their visa, like they could never get another visa again because of a misapplication, quote unquote, which is normally used in the article I was reading, which was The Guardian. Is they say like that kind of language is normally used for people with like a criminal record. So yeah,
That's the U.S. for you. Yep. Nice. After all the other problems we have with the U.S. right now, but just one more. But anyways, that could get into a heavier topic.
Yeah,
but we'll stay light.
You know, watch out for transgender people in your communities. Check in on them, because I think it's definitely a hard time.
Yeah, especially in the U.S.
Yeah, in the U.S. Now. Also in Canada, it's pretty close by. Like, just to see that happen is very disheartening and really sad.
Mm-hmm.
So,
anyways, we are going to do a couple more songs. This next one will be called Liabilities by Inner Rooter. Pretty good. So, take a listen.
Atención.
Yuca Stereo. Domingos 6 a 8 p.m. 90.1 CJSF Radio.
CJSF
90.1 FM.
Papachango
90.1 FM Yuca Stereo.
Atención.
Welcome, welcome back. This is CJSF 90.1 FM, Burnaby. You're tuning into Slumber Party, and you just heard Shotgun by Soccer Mommy. I'm about to see them on March 4th. So, woo! Woohoo! That is pretty much the last of us you'll hear for today.
True.
Yeah, thank you so much. We had a bit of a loopy conversation, so you probably won't hear this posted, but
Brain is a bit loopy anyways right now. Yeah. So not just the conversation.
Yeah, we've been in loopy and grumpy mood, so anyways, we are gonna end it here, but thank you so much for tuning in. We're here every 6 to 7 on Tuesdays. Next up will be Sociologic with some of our radio buddies, Kaylin and Rebecca, so stay tuned in the next couple minutes. And then at 8 p.m. we have Bitcoover with our music coordinator Connor, so also stick around for that. But yeah, thank you so much. We got a couple extra songs for you, so this next one is called Girl Feels Good by FKA Twigs. So
farewell,
have a great week, and
see you next week.
I fear the man who finds himself lost.